Welcome to Chapter 13 in Doing Ethics in Media, Theories and Practical Applications. In Chapters 11 and 12, we talked about the ethics of making decisions based on the potential consequences and on decisions based on doing your duty. Now, in the final chapter related to the question, what do philosophers say, we talk about other principles that an ethical media worker should think about when making decisions. We start by talking about virtue, which is about being ethical and not just doing ethical things. Some philosophers say that the measure of ethical success is about our motivations, not just whether or not we did our duty or made a decision that worked out well. If you were sharing your office with Aristotle, he'd have you think about your own virtue. He would ask, who are your moral heroes? What sort of person do you want to become? He would tell you that the right decision is somewhere between deficiency and excess. Virtue theory isn't perfect, but it helps us to remember that who we are may matter as much as what we do. A second consideration is about justice, and John Rawls is our instructor. He said we have a social contract with each other, and that contract is based upon principles of justice and fairness. And if we want to decide what is the right and fair thing to do, we should make decisions that are best for society, not just for our own personal good. You'll recognize this if you've ever had to split a piece of cake with a sibling. One person cuts the cake, and the other person gets first choice. But justice may not be the most important thing. Feminist philosopher Carol Gilligan said we should think about relationships and community. When we do that, we're thinking about important values such as loyalties, mutual respect, and accountability. She says those principles are more important than mere justice. What's really important is that we care about and for each other, even as we fight against injustice. When we do that, she said, stereotypes and demeaning content would disappear from mass media. The last principle in Chapter 13 touches on moral reciprocity, which is better known as the golden rule of doing unto others as you would have them do unto you. You'll find that nearly every religion and moral philosophy under the sun has its own flavor of the golden rule. Now, moral reciprocity does not mean it's ethical to take an eye for an eye or to return evil for evil. Moral reciprocity is about mutual respect for others. It's about moral consistency, about not doing things we would not want done to us. All told, the moral principles from Chapter 13 give you more to think about when you're doing ethics in media. These principles don't necessarily give you answers, but they can provide the guidelines you need as you make your own decisions.